Mindfulness for Teachers Credits. Mindfulness for Teachers, Simple Skills for Peace and Productivity in the Classroom. Written by Patricia A. Jennings. Narrated by Camille Mazant. Copyrighted by Patricia A. Jennings. This audiobook was recorded in arrangement with W.W. Norton & Company and was produced in the year 2019 by Echo Point Books & Media, LLC, which holds the copyright there too. All tables and figures referenced in the audiobook are included in the supplementary PDF, which can be found in your Audible library. Foreword by Daniel J. Siegel, M.D. Why should you take the time to read a book on mindfulness for teachers? What's the bottom line about all this contemporary talk about mindful awareness and its importance for well-being and efficacy in our personal and professional lives? This beautiful book by Patricia Tish Jennings answers these important fundamental questions with comprehensive and clear cutting-edge science, compelling stories, and practical applications for classroom life that can profoundly enhance your experience as an educator. But what does mindfulness really mean? Mindfulness is a way of being aware of what is happening within us and around us with a clear focus of attention on moment-to-moment experience that enables us to be fully present for life. In many ways, cultivating mindfulness means we develop the ability to sense life deeply and also to observe our experience as well. This linkage of these two differentiated streams of awareness, sensing and observing, reveals how mindfulness can be considered an integrative practice, one that links differentiated elements to each other. This book is a part of the new Norton Education series that builds on our mental health series based on the interdisciplinary approach of interpersonal neurobiology. From that broad scientific perspective, integration is the heart of health. Studies of mindfulness training and the structure and function on the brain reveal, for example, that mindfulness promotes the growth of important integrative fibers that help us with the regulation of emotion, attention, thought, and behavior. These executive functions in ourselves and in our students can be called.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?